insurance payout. Dlamini was kidnapped, raped and strangled in Barberton 3 weeks ago. It is alleged that the woman's daughters planned her murder, staging it to look like an accident in order to receive the 80,000 rand insurance payout. Police say investigations have revealed that the sisters' boyfriends allegedly raped Dlamini while her own daughters held her down. In other news, power utility Eskom says it is continuing with a campaign it started last year in Gauteng to cut power to users that have failed to pay or rigged illegal connections. If people want to avoid being disconnected, they should come forward. Even if someone has rigged their meter, they should come forward. They should collect their fine and find a way forward to start paying. Do not wait to get caught. That's what Eskom spokesperson in Gauteng, Renelwe Simenya, says. However, a local Soweto resident, an ANC councillor at that, Mpo Sisedinyane, says communities will resist unapologetically and without fear of intimidation. In UJ News now, the university's orientation program, also known as the First Year Seminar, FYS, will see thousands of new first-year students exploring the University of Johannesburg's campuses and facilities. The program, which ends on Friday, assists students to transition from high school to tertiary education while creating opportunities for them to meet lecturers and get to know their fellow students. The registrar for the University of Johannesburg, Professor Kinta Berger, explains why students should attend.
To attend, because that's when we just introduce you to the facilities here. We make sure that you know the library, also our many services, but also our social societies.
Finally, comedian Trevor Noah will be playing a game of doubles tennis with tennis superstar Rafael Nadal against tech billionaire Bill Gates and tennis giant Roger Federer next month. The match is to be held next week Friday, in fact, in Cape Town as part of the Match in Africa campaign. It is being organized to raise funds for the Roger Federer Foundation. The rand is trading at 14.64 to the US dollar, 19.05 to the British pound, 16.13 to the euro. Gold is trading at $1,580.08 a fine ounce. Your trending stories on Twitter include Somhale White Wedding, Coronavirus and Load Shedding. Johannesburg is sunny today with some cloud cover. Thunderstorms are expected later with a low of 15 and a high of 29. Recapping your top stories this hour, Mpumalanga sisters arrested after planning their mother's rape and murder, and Trevor Noah to play against Bill Gates in doubles tennis. News was supplied by EWN, SABC News, ENCA.